This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Uma and Ezra here on the Evening Edition. We're now going to take a look at a story that takes a look at the relationships between teachers and students, elements of bullying, and how it related to the death of a young person after she was accused of stealing a mobile phone.
Yeah, that's right. Vasantha Priyamuniandi was the student in question. She attempted suicide. She's been comatose ever since, and she passed away just a couple of days ago, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, you know, this has raised many, many questions as to how teachers should handle disciplinary issues, about the standard operating procedures, what those standard operating procedures are, and, you know, who is accountable and responsible when tragic occurrences like this happen.
Yeah, so a teacher in Vasantha Priya's school had allegedly accused the Form 2 student of stealing her cell phone. This was on January 24th. The 13-year-old student had denied stealing the cell phone, and on the same evening, she was found hung in her room by her father. And this is bringing up all sorts of discussions about disciplinary issues, about how that process takes place within schools, the effect that such words have, and the meaning and the power that it has, and how it affects young people.
Because there's a way to look at this that is, we talk about bullying in schools, right? And of course, in this situation, the bullying was on the part of the teacher. I mean, that's how you can read the situation, because we often talk about bullying by your peers.
Mm.
And in many ways, there's a conversation that is happening about that, whether it's online or in person, this conversation about what happens if you are bullied by your peers. And the conversation that doesn't happen, which is also part of an occurrence, is what happens when you're bullied by your teachers.
Hmm.
Because that too happens, but we're not talking about it.
Yeah, well, we're crossing over to registered counselor Carol Chung. Carol, thank you for being with us on the program. I guess looking at the story, this really shouldn't have happened. And we all know about the case, whatever that's been reported in the news. But what should schools take into account when addressing disciplinary cases?
Mm-hmm. I think in the very first place, as has been mentioned in the papers and everything, proper SOPs should be followed. And it's very important that the entire investigation or interrogation should be in the hands of a neutral party, not the party who's aggrieved. Like in this case, the teacher took the law, so to speak, into her own hands and conducted her own investigation. So that's absolutely out of line. So it should be a neutral party, like a disciplined teacher or the principal. That's the very first thing. I mean, the second thing is that the student should have someone there for support, perhaps a counselor or a parent or an older relative or something like that.
Definitely. And you can imagine it's crucial that students in these situations must have emotional support. So, Carol, what should adults understand when it comes to children who do misbehave?
So when children misbehave, there's often something behind that misbehavior. And when I looked at the Vasantha Priya case, this is a child who was said to be timid and quiet and had never broken rules before. So the first thing that would come into my mind is that if she really did take that phone, what was her reason for stealing it? Is it because she's a victim of bullying herself or blackmail or extortion? These are the things which would have come into my mind. And if it's not a case like that for other children who misbehave, very often it's due to attention seeking. Now, for children who lack attention, negative attention, so being scolded, being beaten, being known as, the bad kids in school, even this negative attention is better than not having any attention at all. So when people seek attention, so we ask, well, what is it that makes them seek attention? Is there something in the home environment which makes them feel not valued or important? Could it also be because they're not academically inclined? And this is a big issue, I think, with Malaysian schools and Asian schools in general, that we tend to emphasize academic success and achievement to the negation of everything else. So it's very important for schools to give children something beyond academic work that the children can be proud of. So it could be sports, it could be team games, it could be dance or talent time. I think that would go a long way towards helping children to feel valued and important and giving them the kind of attention that they require.
Thank you very much, Carol, for your insights. That was a registered counsellor, Carol Chang. We now have on the line consultant clinical psychologist, Paul Jambunathan. Paul, it's always great to hear from you. Do you think among adults there might be a lack of effort to try and understand why children and teens misbehave if they do?
Yeah, the answer to that question is a definite yes. We still don't understand. I don't think a lot of people take the time to understand the reason for a child's behavior. Whether it's misbehavior or not, it must be clear to everyone that every behavior has a reason and a motive behind it. And it's driving towards some outcome. The outcome may be conscious or unconscious to the child. But let's assume a child steals. It is actually crying out for some kind of interaction or attention for some need. If a child is nice and happy and so-called very good in class, there's also a motive behind that. So I think the thing that's missing is that we act too quickly, too carelessly. We need to actually slow down and understand what happened, given all the facts and given that it's all honest and open. But standing up to accuse a child of the intention to steal is not the appropriate thing. We must try and understand the reason for that behavior. There could be a domestic reason, there could be a classroom reason, there are a whole host of reasons. So the SOP denies or doesn't have the opportunity to sit down, slow down, and interview the child. Do not forget, children are symptoms of their primary environment. There's always a reason for any kind of behavior, however peculiar.
Paul, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. That was consultant clinical psychologist Paul Jambunathan giving us his thoughts on the recent and tragic death of Vasanthapriya Munyandi.
You know, there is not going to be easy conversations after this, right? You're already seeing it.
But the conversation needs to happen. Yeah.
But also you're seeing it. People are calling for the head of the teacher and the headmaster and all of that. And this is happening on social media, yeah. And there's a lot of emotions. And obviously, a person lost their lives. But I think it is important that we prevent this from happening in the future.
And the action actually takes place, because then Vasanthapriya's death would be in vain if we didn't move forward on this. And I think that's the crucial thing that we need to remind ourselves of. Here's some music.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.